Give him a nice hand, everybody. The Greens. Well, it's come down to the time that a lot of us have been waiting for, but I want to bring out a gentleman that drove in after the Grand Ole Opry last night to be with us here at Bean Blossom, especially to be here. I understand he wasn't real sure that he was going to be here, but he decided, well, I'll go on up because they did invite me, and we're glad he did. It's almost a tradition that this gentleman be here at least one or two days a year, and he would have been here sooner, but one of the announcers at the Opry was out, I understand, this week, and they were a man short, and he being the senior announcer at the Opry, they decided to let him go ahead and work his place. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, a man that spent 34 years as of last week at the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, this is the great Grant Turner. A nice round of applause.
I'm going to speak to him down there. If I ever decide that I'm going to really retire, I never did retire, you know, but I'd like for you to be on that Opry stage right in my place up there. Terry's a great one. I know you've enjoyed him. All you people who've been here during the past several days and enjoyed Terry and his work, how about a nice hand for him and a nice cheer for him, because he's great. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it, and I look forward to coming back next year. I've had the high honor of introducing this next gentleman all week long, but right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's let Grant Turner do it just like he does at the Grand Ole Opry.
I want to say that we are all sharing something. Very few of us, the wind is getting up in it. Very few of us ever get a chance to do what we're doing right now. I talk to a lot of people, they don't get a chance to come to Bean Blossom. But we're here, and let's enjoy a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, the father of modern American bluegrass music. Here is the great Bill Monroe with his Bluegrass Boy.